pleasure to go out on the phone to our next guest, Senator Burt Johnson of Detroit. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate your time on a Friday evening when you're probably trying to head out for something else.
No, it's okay. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I appreciate that very much. A couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. One is some legislation introduced by you yesterday that would repeal Governor Snyder's proposed tax on all public and private pensions, and then also prevent senior Social Security from being taxed. Tell me about these.
Well, the first is to actually say to the citizens of the state of Michigan, if there's someone who really does care about their pension and how much they do or don't get in that pension and how much they're able to make their ends meet, we wanted to get rid of it. We've introduced a number of measures that essentially were not measures but amendments that would have actually curtailed it or even gotten rid of it. And so I said, you know what, this is such a good idea. Let's put it into blueback form. Let's get a bill running.
And what has been the reception so far among your fellow senators?
Oh, well, you know, the Democratic caucus, they love it. There are a few members who, at this point, I'll let them remain nameless in the Republican ranks, who actually like it as well. And, you know, you can connect the dots. There are some of those folks who did not vote for the pension tax.
Well, and you have said over and over again in a couple of our conversations before and in some press information that you sent me, and part of your quote, we've stood time and time again this year with the people of the state of Michigan, and that continues with these bills. That's really the message you're sending, isn't it?
It is, because we understand that times are hard for everybody. And in my estimation, this pension tax that the governor really ran through the legislature in record time is more of a gimmick, because you have so many people who are working now who are not going to get a pension. They are in defined contribution situations. You have a number of people who are going to age out and pass on the glory, a number of people who will move out. And so it's really not going to prove a systemic fix. It's a money grab, and it's a grabbing of money to give over to corporations. And we just knew that seniors did not appreciate it. And then they threw in the graph chart that said if you were this age or that age, and, you know, that's really confusing for seniors. So we just want to do away with it altogether. And the response from the senior community has been huge.
Well, and that you would imagine coming. I'm just wondering, in terms of repealing this, as you said, it went through so quickly. What do you think the odds are, the chances are?
Well, you know, we're going to press for hearings. We want to make all the points that are necessary to be made. We want to get a public discussion going. And most importantly, we want to invite people from around the state to get in here, to get into Lansing, and talk about why this was a bad idea and a bad tax and a horrible reform in the first place. And if we get enough people pressure, and I'm sure we will, because the seniors stomp better than anybody else across the state, I think you will see some real gridlock and problems amongst the Republican ranks for not taking this up. And so we're going to see exactly what we can do. It's, you know, it's an uphill battle. We understand that. But we do expect seniors to help us push it.
And I noticed in some of the information that your office sent over something that I had also pulled out from earlier this week, when the budget director, John Nixon, said in a speech at the Jackson Chamber of Commerce Economic Club, we could have balanced, and this is his quote, we could have balanced the budget without taxing pensions. Were you a little dumbstruck at hearing that?
Beyond dumbstruck. Talk about a statement that needed not be made. He made the horrible mistake, and this is the governor's pick. This is we've called him the million-dollar man. He's making $250,000 each year. After 4 years, he will have made $1 million off Michigan citizens. This guy actually came out and said, in order to achieve what we wanted to do in the first place, we did not have to put a tax on seniors' pensions. And when I read that, I said to Andy in my office, I said, Andy, this has got to be a mistake. He said, Bert, that's the quote. And I said, no one would be that simple-minded to actually give up that information after all that it took to get that passed, the wrangling in their own caucus, the numbers of the scores and scores, hundreds of seniors who actually came into our offices and stomped on the field in front of the Capitol and wrote letters and emails and came in buses, AARP, retirees from all over the state. No one would be that simple-minded to say that before a public group, but he did.
Well, and I have to tell you, I've never seen anything quite like that, frankly. And he also, another quote was, Nixon said it was probably the most unpolitically favorable thing you can do as a governor. I guess I would like to have been a fly on the wall.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are certain to have made sure that the governor's office knew about his statement because, number one, this governor has come out and talked about relentless positive action and, you know, a number of feel-good speeches and whatnot. And we knew, Democrats, we knew the damage that this type of tax on our seniors could really cause at the end of the day when they're trying to decide between medication and food and all the necessities of life. And for Nixon to sort of trivialize it and, you know, call it, you know, a political thing, the toughest political thing that they had to do, and to say that he didn't even have to do it, really does shine light, so to speak, on the immaturity that this administration, in my estimation, really approached this one issue with.
Well, and the message from the Democratic caucus has never changed on this issue. It has always remained the same. The quotes have consistently been, shouldn't be balancing the budget on the backs of seniors and children. Did this statement from Nixon, did you think that kind of validated your point?
Oh, without question. As a matter of fact, we took it personal because he said that we were right, that we did not have to do this and that this was an unnecessary thing. Our seniors, and I'll just use my mother as an example, I have watched over her shoulder as she's a retiree, and she has tried to balance her ledger. And I can tell you that as someone who worked for 37 years and provided a great upbringing for our family and gave all her money to us through tuition and whatnot, she does not have enough money coming in to support herself. And so it takes the efforts of myself and my brothers and sisters to really bring her to a level where she can have a quality of life that's commensurate with the service that she provided for that many years. And that is the story of all of our seniors. And so when it comes to them and our children, we have always said, us Democrats, that it is the wrong thing to do to have them on the chopping block and in the mix related to solving budgets in the state of Michigan. And John Nixon validated that by saying we didn't have to do it in the first place.
Well, and one of the questions I was going to ask you is, you know, that there are the other side will say we just can't afford the tab. But I'm not sure if John Nixon's statements negates that question or the need to ask it.
It absolutely negates it. And you have to look really to only one point. The original pension tax that they wanted was a $900 million money grab. They found their way to reducing it to a mere third of the $900 million. And saying that that was enough to actually get them to where they were trying to go. Well, then Nixon comes behind and makes that statement, and you begin to paint the picture, or the picture has been painted for you, that this was a gimmick to begin with, a simple taking of money from people who have earned it and deserve it and need it, and then giving it to people who are undeserving and will never actually pass it back in the form of jobs and economic development in our communities. And so none of us were bowled over by that idea that the governor was going to be creating these jobs by handing these tax dollars of our citizens, our seniors, back to corporations. We were never bowled over by that, and we were never convinced that that was something that was worthwhile.
A quick change of subject, if you don't mind, sir. Yesterday, or with the redistricting happening and that getting pushed through the Senate vote yesterday, Senate Democratic Leader Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing, of course, issued a statement that basically she accused Republicans of violating state law to protect incumbents. What are your thoughts on what happened yesterday?
Well, number one, I love Gretchen Whitmer because she tells it like it is. She's got a ton of experience. And she really does speak for us as Democrats in the Senate. She's been a wonderful leader. But she was right. She spoke it straight on the money. And what we've seen in these maps that have been proposed, and you actually saw yesterday, Cheryl, that four Detroiters voted for the Detroit portions of the maps actually contained in the Republicans' overall statewide mapping. The maps that they put together outside of Detroit are absolutely horrible. We believe that they are gerrymandered in a number of different instances and that they do not go far enough to really assuage the concerns of not just us as Democrats, but of citizens who have participated or tried to participate in the program that has been putting these maps together in the first place. They're not just Democrats or Republicans, but they're also independents and other people of party affiliation in this state who you have to actually say, we want to give you an opportunity to vote someone in of your own choosing who would represent your views. And those maps that we see are really partisan in the fact that they bring many more Republicans back to the fold, and it's at the exclusion of people who just don't see eye to eye with their philosophy. So you're going to see a lot more wrangling and debate over the next week as we really bring to a final close, at least in a couple of bills, for presentation to the governor. You're going to hear us talk about Voting Rights Act and APOL standards and gerrymandering. You're going to hear us use all the buzzwords that we know have been employed to this point. And we want to make this a fair process, Democrats do. And so I applaud Gresham because she's been out on the stump and she has been rock solid sharp about the messaging.
Well, and in all fairness, there are folks who would say, I talked with Democratic Representative Mark Meadows yesterday, and he said, in fairness, it has always been done this way, but he was hoping this year it would be a year it would be done differently.
Right, and Mark, I have a ton of respect for him, but if he was thinking it was going to be different, then he really is not being honest about where we are. The truth is, this is just a bad time for people who do not see eye to eye philosophically with Republicans. And that doesn't mean that if Democrats were in charge, I would support us doing the same thing. No government needs to be run entirely by one party, because they run over the people that don't agree with them. And that's just not good democracy. And that shouldn't be the tale that we tell here in Michigan. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say that, we hope to really infuse some fairness into this process. And it should be noted that when I've heard Republicans or people who are Republican-leaning say, well, Democrats would do the same thing, the truth is Democrats have never, ever, ever, since we've had this brand of redistricting line drawing, we've never, ever run this process. Every time the redistricting comes around, Republicans have had the ball. And I think we've seen over the past 20 to 30 years that it has not been a healthy mix of districts that they've drawn. So we will be kicking, scratching, clawing, and fighting and debating to make sure that we get some fairness into this system on behalf of the citizens who pay with their tax dollars for us to go to Lansing and do just that.
Well, Senator, as always, I so appreciate your perspective, and thank you for taking a few minutes with us this evening. Thank you.
All right. Have a great one.
You as well.